city leaders did a good job. Nice turnout down there. Commissioners really, both the past and the present, did an excellent job putting this all together. Can't thank them enough.
Talked to Tim and Randy Larson just a little bit ago. And Scott, your involvement in this, of course, with the Larson family. This has been talked about and buzzed about and rumored about for a long, long time. But the process itself, you said, has been just about a year or so?
Just about a year, yeah. We started the end of last March, finally got it all together this year. So tried to keep a low profile here until we had all our ducks in a row.
Now, we mentioned the, I guess, the size of the facility, 80 rooms or so is going to be that. But how big of a property piece are we talking about?
About 1.5 acres. It's the southern portion of Parcel 3, for anybody that's familiar with the Founders Project. We'll have 80-room plus hotel down there, all of the parking required right on site.
Now, you mentioned Tim and Randy did, of course, the city's involvement in this, which has been fantastic. But this has gotten the stamp of approval. County, state, everyone that's looked at this project has said this is really the right thing to do.
State was very instrumental in this. They've passed the brownfield credits down there. They've been involved in the TIF process. Just couldn't do it without every single person being involved. Special thanks to Mac McClelland that the city hired to facilitate this process. He's been key. He's from Traverse City. He's very experienced in this area and did just a heck of a job bringing all of the sides together. Of course, we couldn't agree on everything to start, but we worked everything out for all parties. It's a win-win.
Which is really kind of a unique thing, because usually through these processes, there is a roadblock that jumps up. And it sounds like, for the most part, everybody was on the same page with this.
Pretty much. We're all pulling in the same direction, and everybody had a great attitude on it. It wasn't, no, we can't do this. It was, boy, this is a problem. How can we all work together and solve it? It was just excellent.
Now, what is the next logical step here, without giving dates and times and stuff like that, but the announcement made that, okay, it's going in here. Is the groundbreaking the next logical step and maybe announcement on this whole thing?
Yeah, that'll probably be the next public thing. Of course, we've got some environmental work to do down there. We've got to sign off on our financing, which is all in order. We've got to bid the contracts, but the groundbreaking will be the next significant event.
And something was mentioned, and I don't know if you can speak to this or not here, but the actual physical land structure down there is really beneficial to a project like this, because it is so close to the bedrock.
And about 25 to 35 feet down to bedrock, and we'll be putting pilings in. There's a lot of old fill down there. We've got to balance the project, move the dirt around, and take care of that. We've got to watch the contamination. Everybody's aware of that. But we've done enough site sampling that it's minor, won't be a problem at all. A great project. It really is.
And it sounds like it's been a lot of fun to be a part of it.
Excellent. That's I tell people I'm a bookkeeper, and they think, well, you sit around in the office and post invoices all day. No.
No, you've actually had a lot of fun with this one, too. But a big project and a big announcement. And I said earlier that kind of in a joking way that, you know, I'm sure there's some relief, but I'm sure there's also some trepidation. And you said, no, this is everything seems to be right in line with everybody, like I said, moving forward at the same pace.
Yeah, a lot of excitement. No trepidation at all. We've analyzed this thing inside out, as have a lot of people. All of the people that are involved in the financing, you know, the government, River Valley Bank. Everybody says our numbers are very conservative, so not much trepidation, just more excitement.
Well, we appreciate you're adding to this, Scott, here again. A very exciting time, very exciting day. And have you warmed up yet?
I'm actually a cold weather person. This is great. I love it.
It was a little chilly for that press conference, but a beautiful morning for it and a great setting, too, for this location. This is going to be unlike anything else really in the area.
Yeah, beautiful. We're going to have a lot of rooms overlooking the lake there. The sunrises are going to be beautiful. Beach down there. I think the city commission did. I should mention, since we're on the air and the public here, there's no public restriction to access to the lake down there. The commission did a great job of protecting that, which I appreciate. I want my family to have access to it also.
Scott, appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks.
Scott Kelsey. And again, the announcement made earlier today, the facility to be built in the Founders Landing area, hotel. And it does, you know, the hotel, before we cut you loose here, the hotel is obviously, you know, rooms and places for people to stay. But there's also, I mean, there's, you know, areas of banquet facilities. You mentioned the pool, stuff like that. The goal here is to make this full service.
Well, not a full service property. It'll be a limited service, a continental breakfast.
Fuller service.
Yes. but a national franchise, 80 plus rooms. We're looking at 84 right now. Banquet facilities for about 200. Nice big open patio over the pool area with a great view of the lake, that when the weather's nice enough, we can go outside and enjoy that area. Fitness center. All modern, brand new, and brand name franchise.
You'll be hearing more about this project as the next steps are taken. The announcement made earlier today in an 8 o'clock news conference. It is 10:26 right now. Scott, congratulations to everyone all around.
Thanks.